Good evening.
Good evening.
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, he says, "And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." As Christians, propitiation is an incredibly important concept for us to know as part of what Christ accomplished on the cross for us. A simple way of looking at it is that propitiation, or satisfaction, means that Christ satisfied the wrath of God that was set against us. To try and understand it a little better, I want to talk about three things: God's holiness, his righteous wrath at sin, and his provision of a means of grace. Earlier in John's epistle, he talks about how God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. The light of God, in this case, is his purity and holiness. Sin is the darkness. Notice how there is a fundamental separation between the darkness and light here. In our natural state, apart from Christ, we are in the darkness, for, as Paul states, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Because of our sin, we are separated from God, and there is an infinite gulf between us. So how does God treat our sin and darkness? Does he act like it is no big deal? Does he say, "Oh, it's fine, everybody messes up"? No. Sin is a huge deal to God because it's contrary to his divine nature and an act of rebellion. Time and time again in the Bible, we read how God sends his terrible wrath against sin. It was God's wrath that flooded the world. It was God's wrath that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And it was God's wrath that destroyed the first temple and exiled the Israelites. These are just a few examples, but they clearly show that sinning against God is deadly serious with deadly consequences, and it is this God that we have all sinned against. If you are like me, maybe sometimes you unconsciously try to separate your sinful thoughts and actions from yourself by thinking that, you know, God's wrath and anger are directed at my sins, or but not actually at me. You know, it's, you know, God knows I'm a good person. It's just the bad part of me that, you know, I'm fighting against that really isn't me that did this sinful thing. I think we just don't like to think about God's wrath being directly pointed at us personally. Now, is God's wrath directed at our sins? Sure. But it is also pointed at us. It is personal. Let's be clear. Without Christ, that same God whose wrath flooded the world is also angry with you and me because of our sin. And yet, even in his righteous anger, God is merciful. He always provides a means of grace, even in the examples I just gave. In the old covenant of sacrifices, God established a system by which the Israelites could provide a sacrifice for their sins. The blood and death of these sacrifices demonstrated the cost of sin and propitiated, or satisfied, God's wrath against them. In Leviticus 17:11, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement by the life." I want to be clear that these sacrifices should not be viewed as the Israelites on their own initiative blindly trying to appease God's wrath by killing animals like the pagans used to do. Rather, this is a rigorous, systematic method established by God, initiated by God, for the Israelites, because he knew they would sin and would need it. And for us, God then sent Christ to fulfill this law and provide a final propitiation, or satisfaction, for his people. Let me quote that earlier verse from Romans now in full. "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins." There's another applicable passage in Hebrews from chapter 2, 17. "Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Christ took on all of God's wrath for all our sins. Just think about the magnitude of that for a moment and how much sin a single person has in their life. Just think about that. And then think about all the people throughout time and everywhere in the world that have trusted in Christ, and think about all that wrath he must have taken for that. You know, it might be tempting to think of Jesus taking God's wrath like someone stepping in front of a bus to save a bystander, or, you know, jumping on a grenade to save his comrades, or some other similar heroic imagery. But this is absolutely wrong, because in those cases, it's an innocent being saved. Whereas with us, we are escaping God's righteous anger against us. Frankly, we deserved it, but God sent Christ to save us anyway. I think a better example would be to imagine you're driving down the road and you see someone speeding recklessly, you know, weaving in and out of traffic and just zooming by. And then maybe a bit later, you know, you just happen to look over and you see them pulled over by a police officer on the side of the road. You know, you can kind of think about how that feels, about how seeing that justice, you know, being applied. You're like, yeah, he really deserved that, and that sense of satisfaction you feel. But what Christ does is he comes and he takes that ticket for the speedster who gets off completely innocent. Or for you kids, an example might be, you know, maybe your sibling is doing something wrong that you know they shouldn't do, and you tell them, hey, you know, you need to stop doing that. You're going to get in trouble. And they just ignore you and keep going. And then later, maybe mom and dad comes by and sees them doing that and catches them doing it. And they get in lots of trouble, right? I mean, doesn't that feel nice? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, they really deserve that. And if they had just listened to me, you know, it would have been fine. But now I see justice in this world getting applied. But what does Christ do? He says, don't be mad at them. Be mad at me. Let me take their punishment. So that is propitiation. He takes the wrath for us. Ultimately, we were in darkness because of our sin, and God's wrath was directed against us. We could not and would not placate God by taking any initiative to set ourselves right, because our nature was so fundamentally corrupted. We didn't even want reconciliation with God. Instead, as John says, he loved us, and he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. He did that. The same God whose wrath was set against us also sent Jesus to save us when we absolutely did not deserve it. Our response to this should be one of humility and adoration towards God, and to love one another in the same sacrificial manner as Christ showed us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your propitiating sacrifice on the cross.